Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
When tomorrow comes, I'll be on my own, feeling frightened of the things that I don't know. When tomorrow comes, tomorrow comes, tomorrow comes. And though the road is long, I look up to the sky, and in the dark I found, I hope that I won't fly. And I sing along, then I sing along.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, sponsored by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with a variety of powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs all have a mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories with you. These women reveal their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. And today, my guest is here to bring much needed awareness to the community and shed light on this particular 31-year-old nonprofit organization where she began her passionate encore career over 15 years ago, so almost from the beginning. Shortly after her first year as a social services coordinator, she was promoted to program director and held that position for almost 9 years. And for the past 5 years now, she has held the position of executive director at the Plymouth Area Coalition. Helen McLean, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And did I say your last name right?
You did.
McLean.
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 Yes.
McLean. Even though I spelled it right.
You spelled it right.
It doesn't sound like that's the way you say it. That's okay. That's okay. Now, before we start the show about the Coalition for the Homeless, where are you originally from and what brought you to the Coalition 15 years ago?
I grew up in Kingston, okay. So I am from the community. I had been working in Buzzards Bay as an admin assistant in a real estate office,
yes,
with someone who had a connection to the Coalition, and part of my duties was to organize the holiday events, which included a toy drive,
okay,
that benefited the organization.
So you got the bug. So
I did.
Right.
Absolutely.
Away. Right away. Okay. All right. And so how long were you at that realtor office?
3 years.
Okay.
Yes. And then this position came up and this person thought I'd be a great fit, and I applied, and
so
here
they
I am.
They were willing to let you go from the realtor office. They
yes.
knew. they knew in their heart that you were not fulfilling your, I don't know, your life
absolutely.
Passion, or you weren't being fulfilled, even though you were striving, or
yes.
sort of, you know, on a new path, because you weren't at the realtor place for, you were other places before that.
Where I was.
Where were you before
I,
that?
Before that, I was working for a corrugated manufacturer in Pembroke.
I read that. My mom used to be in the corrugated business.
Yes. So
yeah.
I did enjoy that very much.
Okay.
But all paths have led me here.
Mm. And all of those experiences gave you the foundation, really, your office experiences, your multitasking abilities, right?
Yes,
don't you think?
Absolutely.
Because I feel like that's everyone's life.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is our foundation to what we are doing in the current moment.
Absolutely.
You
and
know?
I have done a little bit of everything, so.
A little bit of, which is, jack of all trades. There's nothing wrong
yes.
with that. It actually can be a good thing in some situations.
Yes, it has definitely helped me be successful with this. So.
Now, a little bit of the history about the Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
I love that I read, I'm already getting the whole body goosebumps right now. I love that I read that, you know, some concerned citizens, are the ones who started. Tell us
yes,
about that.
Yes, absolutely. There were a growing number of homeless families, most of them living in tents in the state forest.
Yeah.
And
in their cars.
In their cars, absolutely.
Mm.
And they got together, formed the Coalition, and in 87, they opened the first shelter in a rented house in Halifax on Thompson Street.
Yeah. And then you worked your way to Kingston.
Yes.
Okay.
shortly after that, the Sisters of Divine Providence, Sacred Heart, donated a portion of their land so that we could build a facility to house families with children.
Okay, so you work really closely with Sacred Heart then.
We have a strong connection with them, yes.
Yes, okay. All right. Now, what are some of the, what do people not understand about homelessness? What is the misconception that you believe?
I think probably one of the largest misconceptions is that there's a cookie cutter solution that's going to fit every family. And that really just isn't how it works.
No.
There's not a one solution that is going to help all families be successful.
It's not black and white.
Correct.
There are so many gray areas because this involves human beings.
Absolutely.
And families, and extended families.
Yes.
And you know what I love too? When I read that a group of citizens were concerned, I almost want to change that word to a group of compassionate citizens. They were concerned, but really it was their compassion that compelled them to make a change.
Absolutely.
And there's so much happening. I was Googling, there's lots of statistics, but it said in Boston, it is up 25% from 2014 to 2015.
Yes.
And the numbers in Massachusetts alone are a little bit shocking.
About 3,500? A little bit more homeless families currently.
Yeah, which is, you're only housing how many families in?
13. Yes.
Okay. And so you want that turnover.
Absolutely.
And what do you strive for? Is there a minimum that you can't do it in less than 30 days? You can't help them?
There isn't either a length of stay or, a time that they definitely have, period, that they have to stay there.
Yeah.
It really is dependent on the family and where they're at, if they're ready to move on. Some families are ready to come in and move out within a month or two.
Yeah.
Some need a lot more supportive services before they are ready to move on.
Okay. And, we're going to talk about those services, but how are the families finding you, or are you finding them?
Our families come to us through the Department of Housing and Community Development. So we contract the shelter program at Plymouth Area Coalition with them.
Okay.
And the department actually does the initial intake to qualify a family, determine they're homeless, and then places them in shelters throughout the state.
Throughout the state.
Mm-hmm.
So there's many more shelters. Do you know how many shelters are there?
I do not. There's probably about 3,000 shelter beds. So units for families.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So those numbers are
almost
matching up.
That is our goal right now in the states, because when there's not a shelter bed, Massachusetts is a right to shelter state. So those families have to be placed somewhere. And if there is an overflow in shelter, they go into motels. And as you can imagine, that is not.
It's not good.
Exactly.
No kitchens. It's
right.
It's not feasible.
Right.
Not long term.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Helen McLean with the Plymouth Area Coalition. You can go to plymouthareacoalition.org for more information. Their tagline is Strengthening Families in Need, which is just a beautiful thing. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
The Plymouth Area Coalition is gearing up for their Holiday Assistance Program. Children's Holiday Fund provides gifts to approximately 300 children each year. Please consider sponsoring a child, donating a new toy, making your local business a collection site, or volunteering your time. Your participation will assist in bringing joy to many deserving children this holiday season. For more information, please call 781-582-2010 and be sure to visit their website, plymouthareacoalition.org. Plymouth Area Coalition, dedicated to strengthening families in need.
When faced with conflict, many people turn to court and expensive litigation, but there is a better way. At Whole Family Law and Mediation, they help their clients resolve conflict out of court using mediation and collaborative law. Couples can efficiently come to an agreement while preserving their emotional and financial resources and protecting their families. Whole Family Law and Mediation. Compassion, collaboration, resolution. Contact them today to see if mediation or collaborative law is right for you at wholefamilylaw.com.
If you're looking for visibility and building relationships that lead to ideal clients and career advancement, the South Shore Women's Business Network is for you. At the South Shore Women's Business Network, our mission is to foster relationships, provide mentorship, education, and build a community to empower women. Join us for after-hours networking events such as trivia, wine tasting, and mini golf. Attend a speaker breakfast with like-minded professionals, even publish an article or offer a workshop to the members. To join us, visit sswbn.org.
Are back. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed, and I'm your host, Nicole Perry. And what a beautiful song! Oh my gosh.
Gorgeous,
and they
very
have,
fitting.
And they have been loved,
mm-hmm.
being in your shelter, and they will continue to be loved. And it's just, oh, love is the strongest word in the universe, right? So I love that. Now, what are the first initial steps that you're taking to assist the families? Because you obviously you're a well-oiled machine. You
yes.
know, you've got certain things that you do. What are the initial steps?
Well,
when they arrive.
When they arrive, the absolute first thing we do is try to make them feel as welcome as possible. They're
yes.
coming from a very traumatic
and difficult.
Yes.
Yeah.
So very simple things, welcoming them to the program, introducing them to staff and other clients, getting them
yeah.
comfortable. Beyond that, initially, they'll meet with their case manager and have an assessment.
Okay.
And we'll try to get as much information as we can about the family, how they came into homelessness.
Mm. What they're lacking, what their needs are.
Absolutely.
What they want.
Yes.
What their
definitely.
Desires are. Okay. And then really some of that support is about education. So some of them might need to complete a GED.
Yes.
And what are beyond GED, what other educational pieces?
We also provide parenting classes.
Okay.
So for some basic parenting skills, we have a lot of young parents, single moms, single dads.
Kids might have challenges.
Families. Absolutely.
Okay, so ADHD or...
So we would hook them up with those services.
Is it IED?
IEP.
IEP.
Yes.
Okay.
So we would hook them up with agencies such as the Kennedy Donovan Center.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Familiar with them.
Yes. And okay. we have some people that come and do some on-site nutrition, UMass Extension, as
okay.
well as an RN. In the area who's been involved with us for a long time.
And the nutrition piece is really important because if you don't have a lot of money, not healthy food is cheaper than healthy food.
Yes, it is.
So are they learning real attainable and sustainable ways to introduce healthier foods?
They are.
Even if they're packaged.
Even if they're packaged.
Yes.
Yes.
Because, you know, you can buy yucky ice cream, real cheap, or you can buy Breyer's ice cream and save coupons and do different things like that.
Right.
Okay. And which probably not the best example, ice cream, but I don't know why I came up with that. But no, really, I mean, I went through a phase in my life where I was switching out foods. So no more Doritos in my house. It was Lay's potato chips because they're both bad.
Right.
They're both not good. But at least Lay's potato chips only has 4 ingredients or 5 ingredients. So yes, it's those kind of educational tips.
Those about kind. What is the healthier choice?
Yeah, the healthier ingredients. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's a beautiful thing. I'm really excited about that because it's important.
Yes.
It's not just about finance and the housing. It's really the overall.
It is.
It's balance.
It's a balance of everything.
Mm. Now, what type of financial guidance are you sort of providing?
Well, it depends on as far as we can talk about their grocery shopping, where we work with Cooking Matters.
Oh.
And they actually, the clients go out in a group and learn about the good choices and budgeting their
okay.
money to make those good choices and okay. how to make meals for their family.
Okay.
So
and extend the meals and things like that.
Exactly.
Okay.
As far as budgeting their, you know, general monthly budget, we sit down and we look at receipts. We have our clients save receipts from typical shopping mm-hmm. runs, and then we go through and show where they could cut, where they could have saved.
It sounds simple to maybe the listener,
mm-hmm.
but if you're not being taught some of these things by your parents, you don't know what you don't know.
Right, and a lot of people take these skills for granted.
Yes.
They just assume everybody knows how to do that.
Yes.
And the reality is that they don't.
Yeah, it's very important. Okay, now what are the resources besides the nutrition and the educational piece? It's the searching for the housing.
Searching for the housing, which is becoming more and more difficult.
Okay.
As you know, the price for, you know, renting apartments is very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And most of our families cannot afford to remain in this area. So we do, a lot of our families do move outside the area,
mm-hmm.
perhaps Fall River, but we present that as another stepping stone. It doesn't mean you have to be there forever. And we work with them for a year after they leave to continue to reach those goals.
Mm. And it's not, and do you focus on the employment before the housing? How does that work?
We try to do both.
Simultaneously.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Sometimes you can't, but.
Mm. Because when you're, you want all the pieces of the puzzle to fall into place about the same time.
Right.
Okay.
It would be nice if everything did fall into place before they left us, but that's really not usually how it happens. So we do stay with them for a year.
Mm. So do you work closely with the Plymouth Career Center?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So they're a great resource.
They're a wonderful resource.
For anyone
mm-hmm.
who is looking for employment.
They offer classes for basic computer skills. So they're a wonderful resource for our clients.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Now, what is the independent living training I read?
The part of that is the nutrition classes, the parenting classes. We also have a 6-week program, Steps to a Healthy You, and that goes over covers nutrition, first aid, a variety
CPR,
of
CPR.
Yes.
Okay. Is there something that you wish you could provide, but you can't?
I think there's a lot that all of us in this, you know, wish that we could provide. What I would like to do is more of a takeaway. If you could just relieve the families of all the stress and the shame and the guilt that's associated with being homeless.
Oh my God.
I think it would just propel them to success even further, you know, faster. So.
Oh, but you are doing that. And you have a large staff.
We do. We're a staff of 10, and we have approximately 75 volunteers that help
residential
us
staff.
Yes.
Beyond the board.
Beyond the board. So we're a total of 10 official staff members, 75 volunteers that help us run all of our programs.
Okay. And you also You know, we're going to talk about more when we come back from break, but you also have a Voice in the Night program.
Yes.
And I just think that is so beautiful. Voice in the Night. It just sounds so beautiful. Anyway. All right. Well, I hope you'll stay with us. We've got to go to break. My guest is Helen with the PlymouthAreaCoalition.org is where you can find more information. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
The South Shore Children's Museum will host a private showing of the new Disney movie Moana at the Mill Wharf Cinemas in Scituate Sunday, November 27th. Take a break after the hustle and bustle of Thanksgiving and Black Friday at this kid-friendly event while supporting the South Shore Children's Museum. Every ticket comes with a free popcorn and soda. There are a limited number of tickets available, so don't wait. Visit southshorecm.org and go to Special Events to purchase your tickets now.
Looking to get away with the kids this winter? Enter to win a Disney vacation. A weekend getaway to Attitash Mountain Resort with passes to Storyland and Santa's Village. Or a weekend stay at Great Wolf Lodge with the South Shore Children's Museum's Walt Disney World Raffle. The winner will be drawn on November 27th at the South Shore Children's Museum's private viewing of Moana. There are a limited number of raffle tickets, so buy yours today. Visit southshorecm.org and go to Special Events to buy your tickets today.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business, playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's S-P-R-O-U-T DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at PowerfulWomenRevealed.com. Back. I'm Nicole Perry, and my guest is Helen McLean with the PlymouthAreaCoalition.org. And I had to, it was a little racy playing that song, but it means so much.
It does.
And there's a lot in the message there. And it's a beautiful, beautifully orchestrated song. And we bleeped out the bleeping. But before we went to break, we talked about the voice in the night. And I want to know, are there on occasion emergencies that happen during the night?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so more often than not?
We get calls around the clock, and it may not be for shelter specifically, but people looking for food, and not just those who are actually in need, but from departments such as DCF, Department of Children and Families, the local police stations, firefighters. They come across families who need. So we do receive a lot of calls. And
Wow.
And it's better than somebody just getting an automated voice. when they need that help. They get a live person.
Yes. Oh, my God. Now, let's talk about unemployment, because the unemployment rate right now is low. Well, actually, the chart I have is from 2015, so I don't know how much that's changed to now. April 2015, it was 4.7% in Massachusetts. And just to give you an example, Boston is 3.7, Connecticut 6.3, New Hampshire 3.8. So how is the low unemployment rate not good for people that are experiencing homelessness?
Well, that's a bit of a tough question. I would say it makes it difficult to find employment that gainful employment.
If they don't have a home.
Right.
Because it's a reliability thing.
Exactly.
And employers want to be sure that you're stable so that they don't have to train you and then lose you.
And then you're gone.
Yeah. And they don't want you to go.
Right. Right.
But it's sort of not, it is what it is.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. It is. Okay. Absolutely.
All
so,
right.
You know, and like you said, employers need to know that, you know, they're going to spend all that time on you and, you know, and then the family's gone. And like I said, a lot of them move out of the area. So it's not always.
So we don't want unemployment rate to rise, but we're very appreciative of what you're doing because you are sort of filling that gap.
Yes.
You're filling that need. Okay. All right. Now, approximately how many families are you helping beyond the ones that you're housing?
Well, we have several programs. So we service 20 towns in Plymouth County. So for example, our food pantry services 800 households in Plymouth County. Our Children's Holiday Fund, yearly we provide approximately 300 to 350 children with gifts for Christmas, holiday meals for Thanksgiving and Christmas. So we do have a far reach.
And if somebody is listening and they want to sponsor a family,
yes,
they can still do it by the time this show airs.
Absolutely.
Okay. And what is the cutoff each year to know if you want to sponsor?
Christmas Eve. We do not have a cutoff.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
We have people that drop off gifts on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
So.
Oh. Well, see, I'm sponsoring a family, so I'm actually getting their wish list.
Yes.
So they can contact you sooner if they really
want. If they would like a specific, a profile for a specific child, yes.
Yeah, no names, but just the age, girl or boy.
What are their likes?
Yeah, and things like that. Mm-hmm. That's where I wanted to do, because I want to have more of a personal connection with the person I'm helping.
Yes.
So that is a beautiful thing, too. How long have they been doing that all along? Or
Not long after the facility was built in Kingston in the mid-90s, we have been doing a Christmas program.
Okay.
So,
and it's a little bit beyond Toys for Tots.
Yes.
It's a lot beyond Toys for Tots.
Yes. We actually provide from stocking stuffers to that big wow Christmas gift. We try to make sure that each child receives a winter coat,
yes,
clothing, warm pajamas,
boots.
Yes.
New England. Well, and frankly, you know, I mean, I have a budget myself. I don't have a ton of money to or disposable income. So I was kind of a little, okay, am I having to buy cell phones here? Like, what am I purchasing? What am I really getting myself into? And it really is not about that.
No, not at all. I mean, we do.
The kids are modest with their wish list.
Absolutely.
And they really want the coats and the boots.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. All right. Now, let's talk about case management, because it's really important that you are continuing that relationship with each of the families once they get placed into a home and they've settled.
Right. Absolutely.
How long are you staying connected with the families?
For a full year. We stay. They work
minimum.
With the. Correct.
Okay.
Yes. They stay with the same case manager.
Okay.
And she works with them for a year, keeps in touch with their landlord, makes sure that they're hooked up with resources in their area, like food pantries, doctors, things that gets them settled, job training, any of those things that they need. So,
right. And do some of them stay in touch even longer?
Some of them do.
Okay.
I wished it was more, but I understand why it's not more.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. But, a Christmas card might be nice.
Yes. And, you know, and we have those clients that once a year come in just to say hello and bring pictures of their children. And
it's very nice. That's very nice. You know, I did when my son was a newborn, he was in the hospital. And when he got better, I sent the hospital a picture of him being healthy because I just felt like, how often do they get that?
Right.
You know, you want to see them thriving.
And we enjoy that.
Yeah,
we do.
Yeah, that's the balance.
Yes.
That helps you with the balance of the whole thing. Okay, let's talk about the FAIR program.
Yes.
What is the FAIR?
Yes, that's Family and Individual Resource Center. And that provides furniture, clothing, household goods to the community for a small, you know, items are typically maybe a dollar or less. We did for a long time do it without cost, but we found that more people liked to take ownership and they felt more that they weren't taking a handout and appreciated giving back to the organization.
Yes. Well, there's value.
Absolutely.
There's value. And that's why the places that have the puppies, the shelters, and the cats,
yes,
you have to pay something so that you find value in that animal. It's a living, breathing
Absolutely.
Animal, and you want to have value there and not just, you know, let's not go there. So when you put a value on it, even if it's a small amount, it's an investment.
Definitely.
And now they're investing back in themselves.
They are.
So it's positive.
They are.
Okay. All right. So you work closely with Sacred Heart, but I want to talk about the restaurant before we go to break. There's a restaurant in Plymouth that you work with. Tell me what they kind of reached out to you and asked. And
Aroma.
Yes.
They are on State Road in Manomet, and they donate every month a portion of all of their dessert and appetizer sales to the Coalition.
Okay.
And gentleman who owns Aroma had just been looking for a charity that he wanted to support, and he came across our Facebook page like what we did and chose us.
You know, I'm getting the whole body goosebump thing right now because so many other restaurants could do this. You're not limited to one. And they have these beautiful little cute little cards on the table, and I was waiting for somebody I was meeting, probably my husband, and I was reading it, and I was immediately ordering appetizers and desserts just because I just wanted the money to go.
Absolutely.
So it's a beautiful thing. Anybody can get creative.
Yes.
They can get creative and think of their own take on it or their own thing.
And we are always open to ideas of how people want to help. So
Okay. All right. Well, I think we have to go to break. My guest is Helen McLean, and she is with the Plymouth Area Coalition.org is where you can get more information. I hope you, if you're looking for somebody to help out this year, I hope you take part in the Christmas, what is it called? The holiday?
Children's Holiday Fund.
Children's Holiday Fund. Or if you have a storefront, you could donate a certain portion of sales. So hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Do you want to be in control of your financial future? Meridian Financial Service, along with its sister company, Mary Hurdle CPA, provides financial solutions so you can plan for your family's future. Working with a certified financial planner in conjunction with a CPA can help you obtain this goal. For more information, visit MeridianFinancialService.com. At Meridian, we provide the highest levels of financial planning, money management, accounting, and tax services. Contact us at MeridianFinancialService.com to start planning today.
When faced with conflict, many people turn to court and expensive litigation. But there is a better way. At Whole Family Law and Mediation, they help their clients resolve conflict out of court using mediation and collaborative law. Couples can efficiently come to an agreement while preserving their emotional and financial resources and protecting their families. Whole Family Law and Mediation. Compassion, collaboration, resolution. Contact them today to see if mediation or collaborative law is right for you at wholefamilylaw.com.
Give it a little.
We are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You gotta give a little bit. I love that song. It's beautiful. They did such a great job with that song.
Fantastic.
The remake song. So if you're feeling like giving, it's the holidays. You know, when you give, it fills you up. It fills up your heart. Right?
It does.
It does.
And that's what it's about.
No matter how busy you are, you know, fit it. Make that time and fit it in your day if you can.
Right.
If you can. All right. So I want to talk about the food pantry again, because you said this is your second largest program that you have.
Correct.
Okay. So tell me more about what you're doing with the food pantry.
So our food pantry does service the 20 towns in Plymouth County.
It does.
We have approximately 800 households registered with our food pantry.
Oh, okay. So 800 households within the county.
Yes. And that is stocked with donations from civic groups, individual members of the community, local churches. We receive donations from BJ's, Target, Walmart, Whole Foods.
Really?
Yes.
Ah, so okay. That's beautiful too.
Yes, we Trader Joe's.
Okay.
So we are able to do what a lot of other food pantries can't do. We can offer a lot of dairy, meat, fresh produce.
Some other pantries can't do that because they don't have the freezer. They don't have
the space to store it.
Okay.
So we are very fortunate that way. We actually built our new food pantry in 2013, and that's when we went what's called client choice. So people who are registered with our food pantry actually shop for the items. So they choose what foods they're getting.
Oh, okay. Client choice.
Yes.
Okay. And you need more than just food.
Absolutely.
You need toiletries.
You do.
You need feminine products. You need toothbrushes. You
right.
need all of those types of
things.
And
a very small percentage of what we have in the food pantry are those items. Mm. So we are always in need, like you said, toilet paper, detergent.
Mm. And, you know, I want to bring up a very important point that Christy is on the board, Christy
yes.
Nelson, that she mentioned at one of my meetings, that size matters. Mm-hmm. And the bigger the thing of laundry detergent, the better. So you really kind of don't really want the hotel size or that small size stuff.
Right.
For shampoos, for soaps, for all those things. You really want the bigger sizes.
We do. Absolutely.
Because they're limited to a number, right? Are they limited to a number when they go in to choose a certain?
They are. Okay. Sometimes we have very little. Sometimes we'll get a huge donation, and then we're able to give out more.
Okay. So if they are limited to 10 items, they really don't want 10 teeny tiny little items.
Correct.
They need bigger sizes.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Now, the RAD program, what is the RAD program, and what is the scholarship?
We received funds through the Cape Cod Foundation. Their target was violence prevention.
Okay.
So what we did was we offered classes through the Kingston Police Department.
Okay.
They have teachers who do the class, and they were conducted at the Reed Community Building. And we did a few rounds of those classes and offered them free of charge to those in the community.
Oh,
because
okay.
Just because you can't afford to take a self-defense class doesn't mean that you shouldn't be able to learn how to defend yourself.
Yes. And I think that's really kind of special that they had a specific goal.
Yes.
Like, not everybody that donates has any kind of a specific goal.
Right.
But when they have a specific goal, sometimes it takes that weight off your shoulders a little bit and gets your motor running.
It really does.
And helps you start thinking of more creative ways.
Right. And before we, you know, came across that targeted grant, we mm-hmm. hadn't offered that, but that just, you know what, this is what the community needs, and this is where we can help.
Yeah, and the RAD is Rape Aggression Defense.
Yes.
So it's self-defense classes, and did you mention, talk about the scholarship piece of it?
Scholarship piece is so that we cover the cost through those grant funds.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, all right. And then one of the other things I want to talk about, where is it here, is the comedy night. Now, you had a comedy night in May.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. But you're always, you're probably going to do it again in
the next? We are. This will be our third.
Okay.
Yes.
But, you know, you don't have anything finalized. So if someone's listening.
If somebody's listening, they have ideas, they'd like to participate in the committee
yes.
that's putting that together, please reach out.
Okay. All right. Awesome. We are out of time. I can't believe it. So I just want to give one more shout out. If you're looking for a place to volunteer and you are a very compassionate person, this is a perfect place for you to be. So anyway, I want to thank you for listening. We are out of time. Thank you for being here, Helen.
Thank you, Nicole.
With the PlymouthAreaCoalition.org for more information. I hope you'll tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power.